social networking, business success, tools, and strategies. We got the author of the social Media Bible with us, none other than Lon Chafko. Lon, nice to have you with us on the Bill and Joel Morning Show.
Hey, great to be here. This is fun.
We hope so. We always have a good time here, and our guests always add a lot to it because, well, to be honest with you, Bill and I don't know a whole lot. Bill does. I don't. And so we depend on people like you to kind of tell us some of the great things that are going on out there. And the social media that we have now, it is hard for me. I'll be honest with you. I get into the day-to-day groove, and the next thing I know, something else has come along, and I'm about five stages behind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really takes a lot to keep up this day and age.
You know, it really does, and social media is such a wide landscape of different tools and applications, and honestly, it took me more than a year to wrap my brain around it to be able to write the book.
But you're here now, though. You got it now, right?
Well, I think I got it down pat. Yeah, 844 pages, so, yeah.
Yeah, and how many tweets did you go through to get all that information?
Well, if we took the Bible and we tweeted it out, it would be 9,346 tweets.
And there would be people following out all over the place. I'm actually on Twitter now and have been just learning about how that works. And, of course, Facebook as well. The show here is on Facebook. And that's just the thing. It's a very valuable tool for finding out information. But I think a lot of times people in business, especially in marketing, try to use it as a traditional marketing tool. And you really can't be straight-ahead commercial with it, can you?
You know, that's a really great point. No, you can't. And they flame you. It's called flaming if you try to be too commercial. Really, it's about connecting socially. I mean, it's social media. We're just connecting, and we're using technology or media to do it. And it's building trust between people, not just trying to sell them something.
So how does a business get into this? And, of course, it does take some time to maintain. How do they get started in this, and what would you suggest in that regard?
Well, you know, the first thing is just kind of explore some of the technologies. Twitter is, like, real popular right now. Twitter's a really useful tool. Just try it. That's all. Just use it for a little while. Get experience with it. Get your profiles. Get out there on Facebook, most importantly on LinkedIn. And just try a couple of tools and then move on to the next one.
Hey, here's a question for you, Lon. Is anything just a fad, or they just all have their time period before they become outdated, antiquated, or can some of these networking processes adjust with technology as we move forward?
Yeah, that's great, too. It's like any technology. I mean, we saw the computer industry in the 70s. We saw some things that were fads and some things that are still sticking around. Most of the stuff that you hear about with social media, you hear about it because it is successful. People have figured out how to use them as useful tools. So I think what we're going to see is what we got is pretty much going to stay. It's just going to get better.
Well, and it's interesting the way that they keep developing because, you know, of course, MySpace was really big and Facebook has sort of come along and is able to do some things different than MySpace. And Twitter, of course, is really just microblogging in a way. But as a company tries to develop a marketing strategy, you mentioned LinkedIn, and I'm not as familiar with that as these others. Is LinkedIn a true social network, or is that more for businesses than just social networking?
Well, you know, I think it's really the epitome of social networking. I think it's really great. It really, what it is, it's an online professional Rolodex. Matter of fact, it was LinkedIn that got me to meet you guys. I'm heading back to New York next week on a press tour, and I needed to fill a couple of spots. So I just went to LinkedIn, and I said, is there anybody out there that could hook me up with one of the best radio stations in America? And I get this message back from Sandy Raleigh. I don't know who she is. She says, you got to talk to Andy Jennings, the biggest PR, best PR person in the country. Next thing I know, within 24 hours, you and I are talking.
How about that? Is an amazing thing. That really is. Golly. Facebook, for example, started off just social networking between people. It has become a huge business tool now, hasn't it?
You know, it really has. If Facebook was a country, it would be the fifth largest country in the world over Japan.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah, but it's great because it's a trusted network. We're all in there for the same reason. We're like-minded. We want to share information. We want to help each other.
So what sort of information does a business use? Now, we have a fan page here for the Bill and Joel Morning Show, and we've just started this thing. I'm just curious as to what sorts of information do you put out there without becoming annoying or becoming too blatantly commercial?
Yeah, and that's really a fine line sometimes, but the cool thing about it is if you cross over that line, you'll be made aware of it. And I've even done it myself with enthusiasm about the book. People have tweeted me back and said, dude, stop being so pushy.
they'll let you know in a heartbeat. Well, let me ask you on the other end of that, because I know that social networking is as far as businesses are concerned, and a lot of the bigger companies have great stories about this, about how they are able to monitor the social networks, find out what the buzz is. I believe that Skittles is one that actually used, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook, one of those that they used on their page to put comments in so people can in real time comment on their page about the product. And it's a way that they can monitor what people are saying about you, but how can you monitor it all? I mean, it's got to be time-consuming.
Well, you know, everything, all technology is time-consuming. I mean, in the old days, telephone calling was a pain in the neck, and then email, and then we developed spam filters, which helped our email time consumption. Yeah, social media is a time vampire. There's no doubt about it. But you got to manage it. But the companies, as you just said, Skittle, I mean, Dell. Dell was using Twitter a couple of years ago when their batteries exploded, caught fire.
Right.
But the vice president was there every hour sending out text messages to every single person concerned about the computer, how to take care of it, how to prevent it, how to get new batteries. That gained so much market share for Dell because the first time in history, corporations now have two-way communication, not pontification.
Well, I noticed there was an example, and I'm trying to remember both of the companies, and I apologize. You probably are aware of this story involving, I believe it was the Super Bowl, and there were two different pizza entities that were competing, and they both had trouble delivering what they said they could on Super Bowl Sunday. It was just too much business. One of them went on and basically issued coupons that you could use later in the week. Another one got out there right away and tried to just immediately address the issue and try to tell them where they could get the pies.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about this is you can monitor it. For example, I use Google Alerts. It's free. Anytime anybody mentions my name, my company name, the name of the book, or any of my keywords, I'm notified by Google instantly. Any blog, any web page that's posted, I know within seconds of when that happens. So I can go over to that blog, look at it, and if it's favorable, thank that person, introduce them, build a relationship, and if it's not, address whatever the concerns are instantly.
Oh, let me ask you this a little bit about politics, because Twitter became part of the past presidential campaign, and it kind of became a, oh my gosh, he's not, she's not, they are they? Who's doing social networking? How big will this play a role in campaigns in the future, especially on the national level?
You know, it's actually going to be key. It's going to be a key component. I mean, there's a lot of people that say that the turning point with President Obama's campaign was his ability to use these new tools and really relate to the younger audiences, the millennials and the Generation X's. And really, everybody thinks that it was social media that tipped the scales. John McCain just did not pick up on the technology.
Even if you don't pick up on the technology, especially in a campaign or business, you got to have people that do pick up on the technology. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's that old joke, you know, any 9-year-old kid can do it, so go get a 9-year-old kid.
Well, there are companies that make a tidy living keeping up with your image just by telling you who's saying what about you.
Well, you know, it's absolutely true. There's a lot of companies, some marketing companies that are just specializing. Amanda Vega Consultants, for example, just do what's called comment marketing, which means that they monitor every blog, every web page in the world and instantly get back out there with your message to keep your message on track. Yeah, it's big business now.
Now, I just looked you up on Twitter and I see one response, and I know that has to be you because I bet there's only one. Yeah. So I am now following you on Twitter.
Hey, dude, thank you.
Not a problem.
That's great.
So just I'm linked in, so to speak. So if you see a tweet from me later today, you'll know.
I will follow you back.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Lon Chafko. He is the author of the Social Media Bible, Tactics, Tools, and Strategies for Business Success. And Lon, where do we pick the book up?
Well, you know, just about anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon, or you can go over to thesocialmediabible.com and get the book there, and you can also listen to about 24 hours of podcasts.
Wow.
From all of the people that created the technology. I actually sat down with Biz Stone, the inventor of Twitter, and asked, why did you do it? And I, YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn, and so go on over and listen to them. They're all free.
I would have... kind of figured that you would prefer people going online, given your book and what you're trying to do here, than the old bricks and mortar store.
Well, you know, you still got to support those guys.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, want to say thanks for being with us. It's been a lot of fun, and thanks for tracking us down, and we'll be keeping in touch.
Thank you.
All right, in more ways than one.
Exactly, because I've got you on Twitter. I'm going to tweet you here later on, so you better be following me. All right, appreciate it.
Wow, how about that?